Melissa. Sign up for the 129.
Hello.
Hi, Bree. How are you?
How are you? Pretty good.
Awesome.
Just came in from hunting.
Did you go hunting?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I just got back, and one of my donkeys was out in my front yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Third time.
How did the donkey get out?
I found a spot in the fence. I guess I got to go look around. They're smart enough to get out, but won't go back in.
Oh, my goodness.
So I have mother and daughter donkeys. So
uh-huh.
She was out for like 4 days the other, because she just stays right here. She doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I wonder how it's getting out, though. Interesting.
Well, I have an electric fence that has four wires.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom one and the top one are hot. So she's figured how to go out the middle, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Dummy.
Ay-yi-yi. Well, at least when you got there, I mean, it was there. You know what I mean? It didn't.
Well, the first time that she got out was probably about 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
It was before the time change. So I take my daughter to school at 6:45 in the morning.
Right.
So we get in the car.
Uh-huh.
And I put the car in reverse to back out of my spot. I look in the mirror as I'm going back, and there's a donkey right in my taillights, looking right in my mirror. I'm like, what in the hell?
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. And
now you should see, she just came in here in the barn. Now she went down on the ground, and she's rolling all around in the dirt. Crazy.
Oh, boy. Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
So I'm in the process right now of trying to create you a Gmail account. Okay. So
I have a Gmail account.
You do? Oh, you already have a Gmail, like a Gmail email address?
Yeah, but I didn't. I did it a long time ago when I had Verizon phone service.
Yes.
And when you asked me about it last time, I didn't really think anything of it. I didn't think that I had it, but then it dawned on me when I was doing some other stuff with a realtor that the programs he was sending me to sign papers wouldn't work on my regular account, and she asked me, do you have a Gmail account? And then I remembered, yes, I do.
Yeah. I used to have a live email too, but for some reason, like, certain emails wouldn't go to the live email, so that's why I ended up having to create a Gmail account for my husband, one for me. I have a Yahoo. He did another, like, an Outlook one. I don't even use it, but because when we had initially set up our computer, we needed an Outlook email, which is insane.
Okay. So the email that's on my website is the live account.
Right. Okay, perfect. Because when you fill out the application, right, and like I said, I'll even sit with you and take the time to go to do the application with you. So on the application, because Google likes to keep everything Google, I'm glad that you have the Gmail account, because I was going to set one up for you while we were on the phone. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So
if you want to check and double check, it should be chpj8406@gmail.com.
Okay, CHP as in Paul, J as in John, 8406@gmail.com, right?
Yep. Yep, that's my daughter's initials and date of birth.
Aw. You only have one? Is she your baby?
Yeah, I do.
Aw. How old is she? 16. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And the last couple years have been quite a ride. Quite a ride.
Well, let me tell you.
But
she, I was a daddy's girl.
Yeah. Well,
I was a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was definitely a daddy's girl, but my mom and I bumped heads big time.
Well, it's kind of the opposite. I make her accountable, you know, from the time you're 12, 13, you know, she was 15 and a half years old and never worked a day in her life. And I started working when I was 9 years old. I had a paper route.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I started working when I was like 14. They had this program, right? My mom was a single parent. And
mine too.
My mom was like, listen, if you want name brand clothes, yada, yada, this and that, you need to get a job in the summer. I'm going to buy you the essentials, what you need. Okay, that's fine. So I got this little job. It was through this program for like during the summer. And so I kind of worked at not like a daycare, but it was kind of like a summer camp. And I'm not even going to kid you that when I got my first check, I was so excited. I was like, Mom, are you going to take me to cash my first check? And she hands me this bill, the gas bill, right? And I'm like, what's this? She goes, this is the first bill you're going to pay. You work, you pay a bill in this house. And I was like, I looked at her and I'm like, and it was like maybe $15, right? And I mean, back then I only got paid like $200 for a whole month. And I looked at her and I'm all, and she goes, nope, you're going to learn responsibility. So you're going to pay the bill. And I was like, okay, not a problem. She goes, and with the rest of the money, you want to buy those name brand pants you want or the shoes, then you purchase them. And I said, okay. But I was kind of, I'm glad she did that because it taught us responsibility, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this world is, I don't know how old you are. I'm 56.
I'm 50. I turned 50 this year. My husband's 52.
Yeah.
And this world isn't like it used to be, I'll tell you that much. The kids, these kids, like, I mean, they don't want to work. They don't want to do anything. They want it handed to them. They're on their phones the whole time. We have a rule in our house, even with the grandkids. Oh, very, very. And my husband, you know, because we have a blended family. He had kids. I had kids. You know, together we have eight. We're like the Brady Bunch. They're all older now. We have between the both of us 11 grandkids. We don't say that's your grandkid or it's our grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And, but my husband's, you know, he's just like, listen, you know, the back talk, not in this house, you know, there's rules. There's, you know, I tell them you got to eat your food before you get into all these snacks. It doesn't work like that. Of course they call me Granny Goose. I guess, I don't know if that's a good thing or not. But
yeah.
I'm strict. My husband's a little lenient with them, but, you know, he's like, it's different than when we were raising our kids, because when you're raising your kids, you're being the mom, the dad, you're being the discipliner, you know.
Yeah.
When it's your grandkids, it's complete opposite, because you could just love on them. You know what I mean? I mean, you still correct them, right? But in my house, we don't jump on furniture. Like, I tell them, are you crazy? Go outside and go play. You don't jump on my furniture. You know, but sometimes, I don't know. I don't know what it is with these kids nowadays. They don't want to work. And we told them, like, listen, work smarter, not harder. Stay in school. I have one. My youngest is at Boston University, but she doesn't even want kids. She's like, I don't like kids. I was like, how do you not like kids? She's like, I don't want kids. Okay, that's fine. And she's excelling, you know. In fact, she's trying to get a job at Google. Yeah,
oh, wow.
she's super smarty pants. And I mean, she wants to actually stay in Boston, but I guess she went and interviewed. She did an internship at Google and then now, she interviewed. So we'll see how it goes, you know, but she's got big dreams. She's like, I'm not her schools. I tell you, she wasn't going for any cheap universities whatsoever. She applied at MIT, Boston, Pepperdine. Oh God, what was the other one? Yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, this girl's gonna make me go broke. She had a lot of scholarships though, but I mean, that's what we wanted.
My daughter's got good plus grades, not great, and she's a hell of a softball player. So,
is she really? Yeah, mine was into soccer.
All,
that's
all
awesome.
Spring, summer, and fall on the road.
Travel ball.
I knew how much money I spent. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very expensive. I have my cousin and even my nephews and nieces, they play travel ball. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of time out of your schedule, right? Because you're constantly on the road and just practice and a lot of money.
fortunately, she's in 16 U now, so they don't practice a lot.
Uh-huh.
But tournaments every weekend, so this year we've been, it's over now, or we just finished 2 weeks ago. Tennessee twice. Golf tours.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Cincinnati, Indianapolis.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And then, you know, when these tournaments come to town, you know, all the hotel people, they jack up the rate, so you're paying at least $200 a night for a hotel room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We had to get plumbing done last year in our home. Our plumbing had gone out, and we went and stood at the Embassy Suites because my husband wanted to stay there because they give a full hot breakfast. It's not like a continental one. That's why he wanted to stay there. I couldn't stop laughing. I said, so you're going for the breakfast. But we were there, and I kid you not, it was full. Full. It was soccer tournaments that were going on. And it was,
right.
I mean, there was kids running around everywhere. It was like complete. We were lucky we even got a room. That's how packed it was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so they were in tournaments. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we tend to try to, at least I do. Her mom usually goes because she gets those Hilton rewards or whatever. So, but I always
right.
try to stay at the Drury Hotel. They're typically about $20 more a night than the rest. But they
uh-huh.
give you all three meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner included.
Really?
Yes.
And that's worth paying the $20 more, right? Because you're
Absolutely.
Spending more than that if you're going out. So expensive. Wow.
Yeah.
I hope she does really, really well. I'm sure she will, you know.
So we've been to golf for 4 years in a row for Nationals.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
So we
That's
went
super exciting.
Second year, 12U. Then we went both years, 14U.
Uh-huh.
And then we just went this year. And I ended up, I love it down there. And the place that we stayed this time,
uh-huh.
I kind of found it on Verbo.
Okay.
All the hotels were running between $300 and $400 a night. And I'm like, I will sleep on the street. And I went on Verbo.
Right.
I found this place. I found a condo
uh-huh.
at a racket club. $210 a night.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we ended up going there, and it was. You ever been to? Well, you're a long ways away.
Yeah.
Golf Tours is in Alabama, almost on the border of Florida.
Uh huh.
It's on the Gulf of Mexico. It is beautiful.
I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
So you out the front, you walk right across the parking lot, trip, roll a couple times, and you're in the ocean.
Oh my gosh!
Out the
wow.
back, it's an 18,000 acre lagoon.
Oh my gosh!
That starts off as that where the ocean comes in, like I don't know, 9 or 10 miles to the south.
Uh huh.
It turns from salt water into fresh water.
Wow.
And I love that place, and I'm like, I've got to buy it. I'm going to see what these condos cost here.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
I called the realtor, and I said, you know, I want to see a few of these, and they actually had an open house going one day in one of the units. I went in there, and I'm like, place is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And I have some rental properties here, and one of them has been a big pain in my ass for about 5 years. It's a duplex, and
mm-hmm.
I've got a turnover, and I found one that somebody put an offer in it before me, of course.
Uh-huh.
So our vacation was over, and I came home, and I told her, I said, the next one that pops up, you know, let me know, and it was like
right.
4 days later after we got home, and she called me and she said, you won't believe this. This one that came up, it's 4 times nicer than the one that we didn't get.
No way.
And she did like a video tour for me. She went and, yeah, I bought sight unseen. I bought it. The day
wow.
that it closed, it's been occupied every day since the day I bought it, 45 days
oh,
ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a check. My first check from the vacation people, almost $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah. That's 4 months' rent the way that I had it before.
Wow.
It's been more than 45 days. I bought it September the 3rd. It's been two, almost 3 months. Wow.
Wow. I hear vacation rentals can make you good money.
Yeah.
They really can.
I bought it 100% fully furnished. So.
So you didn't have to worry about that. That's awesome.
No. And then I live in Ohio, so when you get into December and January here.
Uh-huh.
No. I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to go down there and remodel it.
You're like that mountain. Yeah. I'm going down there. Right?
Yeah. I'm going to load up I got a big trailer. I'm going to.
Uh-huh.
Put a bunch of things I want to do to it.
Nice.
I don't know that I'll make more money on the rent, but when I go down there, I want it the way I want it.
Exactly. I hear you. Well, good for you.
Everyone
good
go to
for
golf
you.
Stores, let me know.
I will. Sounds exciting.
I'm sure it doesn't compare to California, but.
California, we're barely now starting to get, in fact, we have a storm coming. We should have rain for the next 4 days. We need it badly. But just last week.
Need it for did you see the two volcanoes that erupted in Hawaii?
No, I didn't.
2 hours ago, yeah. They simultaneously erupted.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's kind of scary. Yeah, no, we, in fact, we've been dealing, last week, for Thanksgiving, it was 80-degree weather. I'm not even joking. I'm all, I feel like I need to put the sweaters away. It was like 80 degrees. It was bad. It was warm. There was no cool.
We ate our Thanksgiving outside on the deck on the picnic table.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was warm. It was really warm over here. It's like, I don't know if I should put away the sweaters now and break out with, my spring clothes because how the weather's been, but now it's getting really cold. So my husband loves the cold weather.
You're in California, right?
Yeah. We're in Southern California, right by Disneyland.
And it gets cold there in the winter?
Right now, so at nighttime in Anaheim, it's about 58 degrees. We've been in the mid-70s. In the winter, it can get very cold. We do have a cold storm coming in, so we're expected to be like in the 50s, 60s.
Wow.
Where we're at, it doesn't snow. Of course, in Big Bear it does, but not where we're at. We're more inland. More closer to the coast.
Snow, okay.
I wish.
Snow is overrated. Unless you love the
I hear. I hear. I hear. I was going to ask you, by chance, Ray, because I was looking at your Google profile, did you get in touch with the company yet?
I got a message from them yesterday. They called me back twice. I missed their call two times.
Okay.
So I did not actually speak to them. I'm going to.
Okay.
They're actually in Miami. I'm going to send him an email tonight.
Okay.
I just was really busy yesterday and today.
I know you've been super swamped. So here's what I'm thinking, okay? The application, you have that, right? But what I want to do is I want to situate the situation with the closed Google profile page because
yeah.
It's showing you as closed. We need to get you 5 reviews on there, right? And we need to have that phone number fixed, okay? So I know that you missed 2 of their phone calls, and I really want you to talk to them first to see, like, what is it that they're doing? Are they going to be able to fix it? If not, like I said, the other option is we can fix it, right? We can get it taken care of. So I talked to my manager, and I said, look, if worst-case scenario, we have to fix it, get it updated for him. I want to sweeten the deal for him, right? So typically, like the local SEO, we charge like $199 a month for that, okay? But because you came in with a Google Guaranteed program and this other company was going to fix it for you, is the reason why we didn't bother with the local SEO. Now, we can fix it, get it situated out of being closed, update your phone number, hide the business, that's not even your business address, right? That's your home address that's showing. The 373910 handle?
It's actually 3411 panhandle now. I've moved. down
okay.
the road. I live off the same road,
right.
but I moved six houses down.
Okay. So we want, either way, we want to make sure your home address is hidden. We don't want that address showing. Okay. Chances are Google's going to want you to have a PIN code. Well, because it's not like it's an office that people go to. It's considered your home office, right? So Google doesn't want your home address to show because no one needs to know where you live at, in other words. Unless if it was like a storefront, then okay, if you're selling tile, you know, and people go to pick it out, then yeah, that's different. So the address needs to be hidden, right? But if we do that, this is what I would recommend. If we have to fix it, you would pay $129, okay? We'd get it updated, fix everything that needs to be fixed on it, get you some reviews on there, and then right before it renews, you're going to cancel. Make sense? So this way you're not incurring that $129 charge a month, okay? Once you get approved for your Google Guaranteed, then that's when Ivan will follow up with you and say, hey, Ray, so you've been approved. Do you want us to go ahead and turn on your leads now, or when would you like us to turn on the leads? And then that's when you would be charged the monthly minimum budget for the Google Guaranteed.
Right.
Make sense?
Yep.
So those would be the options, but I do want you to talk to them to find out what are they doing.
As soon as I go in, I'm going to
okay.
get on the computer, and I'll
send them an email.
I'll send them an email,
okay.
let them know I'd want them to call me tomorrow. And then
yeah.
I'll find out about that. And then, you know, if we need to, if they're not going to do it or get it done soon enough, then we'll have you do it.
Okay. Sounds good. So what I'm going to do then in the meantime, you know how you have your appointment scheduled for tomorrow? I want them to get this situated first with the other company because I don't want us to step in if they've already started the process. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And I don't want it to be, because then it'll be a mess. And we don't want to do that. We want to make this as simple as possible. I don't mind staying after hours to work with you, Ray, on this to make it as simplified as possible for you. That's what I'm here
yeah.
for. Okay?
So tomorrow I have a doctor's appointment that'll probably be a couple of hours.
That's
okay. And that's going to be from 12 to 2.
Okay. So why don't we do this? Do you want me to call you around this time tomorrow at 6 o'clock your time to follow up with you?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I will do that. So your appointment that you're supposed to have with Ivan, I'm going to cancel it until we get this situated with your Google profile in the meantime, okay? And then I'm going to call
yeah.
you tomorrow at 6, which is 3 o'clock our time. I set it on my calendar.
Are we going to do the application now?
We can start it if
you
like.
Or do you want to do it all at the same time?
I would say
yeah.
let's do it all at the same time. Let's get in touch with send out your emails, right? Get in touch with them and find out what they're doing. Tomorrow I'm going to call you at 3 my time, so 6 o'clock your time, and then we can just go ahead and take care of it all then and there. If we have to do the Google Business Profile page, that's not a problem, right? Again, I would just tell you, you want to cancel it before it bills again, so this way you're not incurring that charge monthly, okay?
Yeah.
So you would only pay just the $129, so we can fix it all
yeah.
up. Okay?
Did you go to that Gmail address? Did it come up?
You know what I did? I did type it in, and I sent you an email, and I just said, this is a test. If it was not a good email, it would not have come back. It would have actually come back to me, and it didn't, so you're good.
Nadine Medina, there you are.
See, you got it, yay! Well, we got one thing done, right? Awesome.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good, Ray. Well, listen, have a good evening. Get those emails out, and then I'll call you tomorrow at 6 your time, okay?
You got
to get
it.
An
have
update
a great
from you.
Night.
You too.
Yep.
Have a blessed one. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye.